We celebrated Celeste's birthday last weekend with a party over to Betty's house. The whole gang was there. Oh, we had a wicked good time. So Monday evening, Betty gives me a ring. Oh, good, Ida, you're there. Far as I can tell, I says, what's up? You wouldn't believe what just happened. Try me. Well, this morning, I had to call the plumber because a half bath downstairs was, well, having issues. I noticed something was funky with that toilet on Saturday. It's always like that when you have company, isn't it? If it isn't the toilet, it's the garbage disposal backing up, or the dishwasher starts acting wonky or something. Don't you just know it? Anyways, Pat's talented in a lot of areas, but plumbing isn't one of them. So I called Chuck Daigle. Oh, he's good. Nice guy, too. Isn't he? And kind of cute. So he had a cancellation and could fit me in this morning. Lucky you. Yeah, huh? So Pat and me figure it might be time to replace the toilet. It's been acting finicky for a while now. So Chuck's taking a look at it while I'm puttering around. He comes into the kitchen, 5 minutes later? No more than that. What's the verdict, I ask. Well, he says, the good news is you don't need a toilet. The bad news is you're going to have to buy yourself a new pair of glasses. I jump in. No, they weren't. Yes, they were. Had you known they were missing? Yes, that's the thing. Me and Pat must have spent half the weekend looking for them. We tore the house upside down. I mean, crawling around on the floor to look under the couch, the bed, tossing pillows around. Even checked the vegetable bin because, you know, menopause. We could not find them. Were they in your pocket when you used the John, you know, kind of slipped out? Well, that's what I thought at first, but then Chuck showed me what else he found down there. A couple of pink plastic barrettes and a My Pretty Pony miniature hairbrush, also pink. I'm guessing those aren't Pat's. Nope, I believe it's the work of that criminal mastermind, Emma. The cutest grandkid in the world? Bingo, one and the same. Friday's our day together. She wants to be a big girl now and close the bathroom door. Fine, but I notice she keeps flushing the toilet. That's a good thing, I'm thinking. I mean, maybe we're in a new phase and I don't have to go in and look at and congratulate her for every poop. That would be nice, I says. So she's learning how to use the toilet. Right, and how to make things disappear. And what did her little magic trick run you? $75. Plus the new glasses. Oh, yeah, plus the new pair of prescription reading glasses. Wait till I tell Pat. It's a good thing Emma's cute. God love her. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.